Hello, Fiona Ritchie here with your weekly helping of great Celtic music on the Thistle and Shamrock. From Liz Carroll and John Doyle, with which we get the music nicely underway here on the Thistle and Shamrock. Thanks a lot for joining me. Guitarist John from Ireland, based in Asheville, North Carolina. Fiddler Liz, a Chicago native who was raised among that city's Irish and Irish-American neighbourhoods, where Irish music has been preserved, nurtured and developed for decades. Chicago's great contribution to Irish musical culture really began with the work of Francis O'Neill, the Chicago police chief, who made the world's largest collection of traditional Irish dance tunes in the early 1900s. His volumes still used very widely. So that's the world Liz Carroll came from and to which she's contributed many of her own tunes too. And we're going to be hearing more from the Chicago scene with Bohola later on. The roots of Celtic music run deep in many communities across North America, where Matt and Shannon Heaton make their music is Boston, although Chicago was where they met. But in Boston now, they are well tapped into that city's Irish music and songwriter scenes. Then there's fiddle and song band Halali, members from all four corners of the US, all having met up at Alistair Fraser's School for Scottish Fiddling in California, and now also based around Boston. Halali with The Night and the Shepherd's Daughter, and first, Matt and Shannon Heaton, here with The Lucky Dozen and The Skylark.
Thank you. of a pretty shepherdess kept sheep. Upon the plain riding by came Knight William, and he was drunk with wine. You've stolen all my heart, young sir, yourself you are to blame. So if your vows were made in truth, please tell me your name. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Oh, some do call me Jack, he said, and some do call me John. But when I'm in the fair king's court, my name is Sweet William. He mounted on his milk-white steed, away then he did ride. She tied a kerchief round her waist and rode by the horse's side. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine. She fell on her belly and swam, and when she came to the other side, she took to her heels and ran. She ran up to the king's fair court, she pulled at the ring. It was the king came down himself to let this fair maiden. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Good morning to you, my pretty maid. Good morning, sir, said she. You have a knight in all your court this day. Robbed me. Oh, has he robbed you of your gold or any of your fee? Or robbed you of the rarest branch that grows in your body? He has not robbed me of my gold nor any of my fee, but he's robbed me of the rarest branch that's growing in my body. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine. £20 for you, he said, all wrapped up in a glove. And £20 for you, he said, to seek some other love. I will not have your £20 nor any of your fee, but I will have the king's fair knight this day to marry me. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. The king called up his merry men by one, by two, by three. William once the foremost man, but now behind came he. Cursed be that very day that I got drunk with wine, to have a farmer's daughter here to be a true love of mine. If I a farmer's daughter am, pray leave me all alone. If you make me lady of many lands, I'll make thee lord of ten. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. Lion twine, the willow and the shepherd's son. Lion twine, the willow and the deep. 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 Lion twine, lion twine, lion twine. Day.
San Francisco-based Steve Bauman in duet with Robin Bullock, originally from Washington DC. Robin's based near Paris now. The tune was Welsh, Consetti Piper Coch. Thanks a lot for joining me for the music here on Thistle. It does take us off in many different directions through the weeks, doesn't it? This time, it's our key to the heart and soul of individuals and communities all across the United States and Canada, where the instrumental and song traditions tug on roots that run deep and connect with all the music we feature week in, week out. As Julie Glaub will tell you, growing up in North Carolina and later living in Ireland, the roots of tradition are closely intertwined between Appalachian and British Isles and Irish music, and it makes it very natural for her to pick up on songs from various traditions. She's going to sing a Scots ballad, I Will Set My Ship in Order. And when it comes to a North American Scottish musical heritage, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia is an obvious port of call. Natalie McMaster started to play fiddle there age 9, and she's been a great ambassador for Cape Breton and Canadian fiddling in general as she's developed her music. Here she is, it's Natalie McMaster with a set of strathspeys and reels, beginning with Money Musk.
Thank you. I will set my ship in order. I will sail her on the sea. I'll go far over yonder border to see if my love minds on me. He sailed east and he sailed west. He sailed far, far seeking land, till he came to his true love's window. He knocked loud and would be in. Who is that at my bedroom window, who knocks so loud and would be in? Tis I, your own true lover, and I am drenched unto my skin. So go and go and ask your father, see if he'll let you marry me. If he says no, come back and tell me, it's the last time I'll trouble thee. My father's in his chamber writing, setting down his merchandise, and in his hands he holds a letter. It speaks much in your disgrace. My mother's in her chamber sleeping, words of love she will not hear. So you may go and court another, whisper softly in her again. She's turned herself right round about. She's flung herself into the sea. Farewell, for I, my own dear Johnny, you'll ne'er hae taken back to me.
Irish-American music from Colorado with Colcannon, Hunt the Cat and The Hatter from Nana, the tunes for you there. So we have been in and out of Chicago, Boston to San Francisco, Cape Breton and North Carolina with our musicians this week on Thistle, and we have many a mile yet to cover, just letting the music lead the way towards communities where roots run deep and feed on shared sources of tunes and songs and creative spirit. If you'd like to hear this music as it emerges, find out more about it, along with playlists for our radio programmes here at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you, and we will be back to Chicago, that hub of Irish music with the edge that only the urban Irish-American experience can provide. Bohola ahead. First, though, we have a six-piece from Austin, Texas, Cluin here, with a song which very common in Ireland, England and Scotland, and it became popular in the US among Civil War soldiers, and then especially in Texas, where it was sung widely by cowhands, and so much so that it may have resulted in its singer's nickname, Gringos. So it's been suggested. This is Cluin.
Green grows a laurel, soft falls the dew. Sorry was our love when parting from you, but at our next meeting I hope you'll prove true, and we'll join the green laurel and the violet. So blue. I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. He's gone and he's left me to weep and to mourn.
They make it to bar on yonder side and picked it over rashes. Fair Betsy Bell I loved so well and thought I ne'er could alter. But Mary Grace, your cheeky eyes cause all my fancy falter. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Grey, they were two bonny lasses. They make it to bar on yonder side and picked it over rashes. Betsy's hair's like flax and gold, she smiles like a May morning. When fever starts, when peaches lap, the hills with rays adorning. White is her hair, soft is her hand, her waist and feet flow gently. With every grace she can command, her lips I vow are dainty. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Grey, they were two bonny lasses. They picked it to bar on yonder side and picked it over lashes. Her eyes like diamonds glances. She's eyes so clean, red up and raw. She kills whenever she dances. Blithe as a kid with whippoorwill, she's blooming tight and tall as, and guides her hair so graceful still. Oh Jove, she's like their palace. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Grey, they were two bonny lasses. They picked it to bar on yonder side and picked it over lashes. Young Betsy Bell and Mary Grey, Sarah Brassas, her fancies G between you two, ye are such bonny lasses. Was made for both, I cannot get to one by now or scented. Then my dress draws and take my fate and be with one contender. They pick it to bar on yonder side and picked it over rashes. But Betsy Bell, no Mary Grey, could quell my fancy ever. The play came from the borough's town, it slew them both together.
Cherish the Ladies, bringing together musicians from Ireland and New York's first generation of Irish-American women for over 20 years, a showcase for these traditions in music, song and dance, founded by Bronx natives Joni Madden and Mary Coogan. Heidi Talbot from County Kildare, Ireland, sang Betsy Bell and Mary Grey. Before Cherish, we were in the Chicago Irish musical homeland of Bohola. Now, we heard from Natalie McMaster before. She has a connection to another brilliant example of Celtic Canadian musical traditions, having married fiddler Donald Leahy of the eight-piece family band from Lakefield, Ontario. They bring together Celtic and Quebecois music and dance along with their own songs to create a new Canadian roots music. And here's Leahy now with Little Ditty and High Places. Thank you. Swings among Celtic roots, Canadian folk and alternative country, the Paperboys there with Fox Hunter's Waltz, and before them Leahy, roots running deep in Canada. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie, and it comes to you each week from Scotland. At our website, you can find out lots of information about our radio programmes. There are programme playlists there too, and we're going to add the one for this week within just a couple of days. Follow the playlists link at thistleradio.com or contact us by email from the link on any of our web pages. And remember, if you want to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail, all you have to do is mention this week's programme, Roots Run Deep, and send a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. He won the US National Scottish Fiddle Championships in 2000 and has been recognised for his jazz playing, winning the 2006 Detroit Music Awards in Folk and Jazz. He is Jeremy Kittle of Michigan, and this is his Smithereens set. More music than time, so join me next week and we'll do it again. You can find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock online. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join us on Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, whose home visiting campaign works to advance policies to reduce child abuse and neglect, at pewtrusts.org, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.